Well, how much fun are you guys having? You guys are on a little bit of a roll here.
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. Just being able to come out every day and with a team that's, you know, playing well, it just makes it super fun just to see what we can do on the field.
How much has the team progressed too from early on? Not that you guys were playing poorly. You guys have, you know, winning most series and different things, but it's really been some dominating last few weeks here. What's the progression been like, and what do you think's been a key there?
I think we're like a relatively new team with a lot of freshmen, a lot of transfers, so it just took us a while to kind of, you know, get together and play as a team. I don't want to say play as a team, but, you know, get to know the different personalities and different ways that we play. So, yeah, I think the biggest thing is that we're just playing as a team right now.
Yeah, and as you build that chemistry, so to speak, what have been some keys? I mean, how does a team build chemistry? I suppose it's stuff on and off the field.
I just think right now a lot of us are playing selfless softball. I mean, we're just getting that big hit when we need it, if it's a sack fly or a bunt. And I know a lot of this team has a lot of power, so I think it goes unseen is like being able to drop a bunt, like a sack bunt or a pop fly, or I'm sorry, a sack fly. But I think right now we just have a lot of trust in each other, 1 through 9. I mean, I'm very confident in the people in front of me and behind me right now. So.
And you've been obviously having some pop in the bat too. What's the transition been like here in year one for you?
It's been hard. I've been through a lot of ups and downs, but right now I'm just very confident in my swing. And like I said, I'm obviously so confident that my teammates are going to get done too if I don't. So, I mean, I'm just swinging the way I have been. And sometimes they leave the yard, sometimes they don't. But yeah, I'm just confident in seeing the ball and the pitchers. I think our pitcher's been helping us out on defense, which makes it a lot easier to hit when we can go out and have like a shutout inning. It's really nice.
What's the comfort level too, maybe? Because I'm sure as a freshman you come in, you're not sure just about everything, right? It's all new, and now you've got some weeks and months under your belt.
Obviously I've gotten more comfortable getting into the routine, like the series and stuff. It was hard, but I do feel a lot more comfortable now in seeing the pitchers and like the routine that I have, like going up to the plate, and my confidence and my mindset has been there the last couple weeks.
This week now, it's Big Ten tournament. Obviously, you're hoping for bigger and better things even the week after, but how do you guys approach this week?
I think a lot of us have talked about, I think Autumn talked about this, just having that one game at a time mentality. We can't overlook any opponent, no matter if they're the 1 seed or the 12 seed. We've got to stay focused on our thing and focus on what we can get better at that day. And just having confidence is the biggest key right now for us.
Your path here, take us through the recruiting process and what you chose or why you chose Minnesota.
I had an interesting recruiting process because it was during COVID, so everything was kind of online. I just picked up the phone today, started talking to Coach Wynn, and I thought they made a good impression on me. I just felt like they really got to know me as a person and my family, which I thought was very important. And I just felt the connection right away. And I mean, this is a big risk coming out here. I had never been here before, and I committed here before I even came out here. So I kind of took a big risk in it, and I've enjoyed every second of it. So I'm happy with my decision.
Things are rolling now. Good luck this week. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.